We are so excited. Anthony and I are so, so very excited to talk to you today.
Hello there, Marina. We did a section or a segment on our show about flirting. And how do you recommend flirting to turn your day on?
Okay, well, there's two kinds of flirting. There's the flirting that is the sort of bat your eyelids. It's all about me, 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 me. You know, the one that gets wheeled out at parties.
Yes.
A bit rusty around the edges.
Yeah.
And it's okay, but it's kind of a bit lonely because you're not really connecting to the person in front of you. So to me, real flirting is actually really connecting to that person in front of you. It's being really present and then unleashing all of your charisma onto them. Like, full blown. That's like smile big. Don't just give a weak smile. Smile with teeth.
Ooh.
And you'll find that it will turn your day on because you're going to do this with the person in the street that has just asked for directions, or, you know, with somebody that you work with. It doesn't matter where or who. It's genuinely making a real connection with that person and actually genuinely letting them see all of your light. And I see a lot of people that have just forgotten how to do it because they're scared of it. They don't want all the attention it brings. But actually, if we all did it today, I think we'd all see a lot more light in each other, you know?
And it would feel more natural?
Yeah, it would feel more natural and a lot more fun as well.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Does it work for men?
Definitely.
It works for everyone.
Does it work for co-hosts?
You think about it, though. I mean, you think about children flirt in their own little way. You know, a child can wrap somebody around her little finger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or if you look at even animals, like if you've got a pet, your pet will kind of flirt with you in a funny little way. It'll just look at you and you'll go, oh, God, I have to give you the biscuit now, or whatever it is. You know, it's just really connecting with that person and letting them see you, letting them see your light. And to me, that's just beautiful. That's a beautiful way of being.
Our show is a lot about sensuality, relationships, and sex. And you have a section in here called Do You Have a Standard Vulva?
Oh, we went crazy with this.
Yes.
We went crazy with this chapter. The two of us were dying from this.
And I don't want to do most of the talking here, but we did a show a few weeks ago, and it was about the vagina. And most women do not even know the parts of their vagina or their vulva. Now, you took a little different aspect. So could you tell us about a standard vulva?
Oh, yeah, this makes me actually really sad. You know, it's such a powerful place for us women. It's where if we're going to have children, we're going to birth children. But it's such an area of huge pleasure for us.
Yes.
And we don't know it. And so most of us have never even looked down there. I mean, the last time you looked down there, for most women, it's if they had a problem down there, they're checking. Or a lot of women worry that the way that they look down there isn't okay, that they've got, you know, one lip hanging down more than the other, or should it be this shape or this color? And so they don't even connect to it. There's a lot of premise around all of this. It's for a lot of women, they find that area a bit yucky. The crazy thing is, if you're with a guy, he'll know more about that part of you than you do.
Agreed.
And he loves it.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you do. And so for her, it's like, yes, it's not like guy's part. It's always there. You can see it. Yeah, you have to work hard a little bit to see it. You know, it's tucked away. I get that. But it's like really getting to know this part of you. And so, so I work a lot with women to do that. And it's just brilliant. As soon as a woman starts to get to know this part of herself, so she's not scared, lots of amazing things start to unfurl from that. You know, not just having a great time in bed, but her power starts to engage as well. So you think about men. Sorry, Anthony.
I'm used to it. It's okay.
Well, I'm not going to gang up on you. But you think about men in general. I mean, how many men, they see themselves naked, they get out the shower, they see themselves naked, and they're like, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's every morning for me.
And there's so many women that don't. They don't even want to look at themselves. Or when they first look at their vulvas, they'll go, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, ooh. And it is. It doesn't look like any other part of your body. But guess what? It isn't like any other part of your body, and that's why you have to absolutely fall in love with her. Absolutely fall in love with her, because she's going to give you something that no other part of your body is going to give you, and that's your female power, energy, sensuality, all of those things that for a lot of us have been cut off. Connection to that, to me, is connection to everything.
That is so true. That is so true.
Yeah, I think what you just said there is going to sell a lot of books.
I agree. Yeah, I definitely agree. That chapter is key.
And all this surgery that's going on for women and all that, I just think, oh, if you knew yourself, you understood yourself, you fell in love with yourself, why do the surgery to make yourself look, in brackets, neater? What is that?
I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
No.
That is so ridiculous to me as well.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And the risk that you take.
What?
The risk that you take with the nerve endings alone. Yeah, I don't understand any of those things.
It's for us to educate men how we look. And if we fall in love with that part of ourselves, then we lead them
then
to fall in love with
too.
That part of ourselves.
Exactly.
The men are already there.
In some circles, there are women that are becoming very comfortable with their bodies and actually sharing parts of their body on the social media, like their cellulite. We've done some shows on that where they are embracing their cellulite.
Their thigh gap.
Their thigh gap. Their, what was the other gap that they had?
There's another thigh something or other. I don't even know.
Some kind of smile in their thigh somewhere.
Yeah.
So, but that is very, very slowly changing. And you're right. When you accept yourself and love yourself,
others will love you.
Others will love you too.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more boring to me than somebody that's finding fault with themselves.
You get tired of hearing it.
Full stop.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Boring. Do you know what? You chose the body you're in, absolutely fall in love with it. And I can guarantee if you fall in love with it, exactly how it looks, what's not to love about you?
That is right.
You're going to walk down the street differently. You're going to attract different opportunities to you because you love the way you look, because you love the way you are. And you're going to attract a different kind of man, one that actually agrees with you. And you set the tone. You're the one that begins this. It's not the body that begins it, it's you.
Wow.
Always you.
And
always
there you have it. Beautifully said, Marina.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn Yourself On by Marina J. It is a spectacular read and one that I believe not only every woman should read, but also every man.
That's right. You're not going to like it at first, but then you're not going to be able to put it down. You're going to say, oh, this is a book for chicks. It is not.
No, no.
Learn, men.
Marina,
you guys get this book too.
MarinaJ.net. Order your book now.
You'll be glad you did.
Definitely.
You know, one other thing that I need, we were just talking about it and I didn't interrupt you fast enough and I should have. You were talking about loving yourself. And what about having a hot love affair for life?
Yeah, what about it, Anthony? Yeah, a hot love affair for life. Why not? I remember speaking to a woman a while ago, and I said to her, well, you know, if I take your daughter overnight for a sleepover, you and your husband can go out. And she looked at me and she said, we're well past that, darling. We've been together 25 years. We're fine. And they're good together. But what that meant to me was that she genuinely wasn't happy with herself. And so you can be happy with a man. You go, God, he's beautiful. I love him. He's everything. But she wasn't genuinely really digging herself. Because if she really was, would she really have chosen another night in front of the telly? Or would
she really
have chosen to go dancing or to go for a walk down the beach? Something. She would have chosen that. For sure.
Absolutely. And you know what that does? When you offer to watch their children so they can have a night together, well, it's reciprocated where now it's her turn to maybe watch your children so you can have a pleasurable evening with your man.
Yeah, it's just a hot love affair for life. You don't really hear that very much. People think it's hot for about a year, 2 years, and then it goes downhill. The sex goes. The heat goes, the spark goes.
That's right after the honeymoon stage.
Yeah. I think, though, if you have the heat within yourself.
That's it.
And you build it up within yourself, then it becomes for life.
Exactly that. I think the minute a woman is turned on by her own life, she's genuinely flourishing, she's genuinely getting what she wants, she's moving forward, it's going to stay there. That hot love affair will stay. To me, it's got everything to do with actually how she feels in life.
Always.
Much
it's
more
always.
Than how compatible you are with the guy you're with. You can be very compatible.
But yeah.
But if you're not. Yeah.
If you're not there with yourself, you're not ever going to be there. It's all about getting there with yourself.
It is. It really is. It really is. Like, I looked at her and I thought, wow, you know, the light switched off in you years ago. You've just stopped. And it's nothing to do with him and her. It's to do with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So that's what you have to find. You have to find the heat within.
Yeah, absolutely. And have fun with each other. You know, I think a lot of relationships are built on mutual respect and all that stuff. But I think just genuinely having fun is so important. It's why we're together. I mean, you think about it. The reason you got together with whoever it is in your life isn't so that you could do this, this, and this, and this. It was so that you thought you were going to have more light in your life. You thought it was going to bring something new into your life. You thought you were going to have a great time. And we need to have that. We need to have time to do that, but also to focus on it and make it important. You know, you have to have fun.
Yeah, I believe that. And I always try to make my lady smile and laugh. And I try to get her to laugh every day. And it appears as though every night when I get undressed in front of her, she laughs. So I guess I'm doing something right. I don't know.
Such a jokester, this one.
But what a wonderful book. And in reading the book, at the end, you should turn yourself on. And what are some quick turn-ons that you might recommend for us?
Turn-on can mean anything. It can mean turning on sensuality, your sensual self. It can be turning on your happiness. It can be turning on whatever it is that you need during the day. You might today be feeling really tired. If you're listening to this right now, maybe you've worked really hard, you're exhausted, whatever. And you want to turn on that relaxation in you. Take a break. Get up right now. Leave your desk. Walk outside. Go hug a tree. Go for a walk. Just take your socks off. Put your feet into the grass and just place your face up towards the sky and just breathe there. That's turning on something really important in you. It's really about turning on what you need personally now. And no one can tell you what that is but you, because no one knows you like you do. No one knows what you're thinking right this second. So it's whatever makes you really alive and happy. And it can be the strangest thing, really. It might be something beautiful to eat, but it might be going to talk to a girlfriend or hugging with somebody or making love. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just whatever turns you on in this moment, and only you know what you're really yearning for.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. We looked at each other and said, wow, only you know what you're really looking for.
It's the truth.
Yeah. Marina, it was wonderful having you on the show today.
It was so wonderful and really, truly such an honor. Thank you so much. We know that you're in Australia, and we know that it's very, very, very super early in the morning. So this was something very special for our listeners here in the United States. We really, really appreciate your time and your beautiful, beautiful book.
Yes. If you want to give us your website or where they can go to buy the book, we'll do that again.
Yeah, sure. My website's marinaj.net. But you can buy my book everywhere. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's in Amazon.
Good for you.
It's everywhere around the world.
So as it should be. As it should be. Turn Yourself On, Everybody, by Marina J. Fantastic.
And you can't miss this book. It's a bright red cover.
With beautiful pink flowers on it.
Rose petals.
Rose petals, yes. And a beautiful crown. Don't forget
you
the crown
are
because
the
you're the queen. Exactly.
Well, we have been working together much too long. We're finishing each other's sentences and saying the same things.
Hey, yeah, it's okay.
In closing, what would you like to say or add?
You're too good for each other's sentences. I love it. What I'd like to really say is, if you're listening right now, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life or what's not going on in your life. It's never what is happening. It's never what isn't happening. Honestly, it's always about your approach and how good to yourself you're going to be. my question really to you is, are you treating yourself like a goddess right now? And you'll know immediately whether it's a yes, no answer. And that's how you begin. That's how you begin genuinely turning yourself on.
What a fantastic interview, Marina. Thank you so much for getting up so early and taking the time to spend with us. This really, I think, was one of our best interviews.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We've had
a lot of good ones. This one was really
good. And thank you very much to Paul for making sure you were awake.
Thank you both so much. I could just chat to you for ages.
You can call
us anytime.
Yeah, we would love that.
we really would. And your next book, if you want to give us a call, that would be great. We feel as though, and I'm speaking for Elise because she usually speaks for me, but it feels like we know you
forever.
And you're a friend.
Yes, absolutely. Aww. Absolutely.
I know. It's so lovely. It was so worth getting up for, I have to say.
Oh, thank you so much.
You too are worth getting up at stupid o'clock for.
Stupid o'clock. I love it. Don't you think I won't be using that? Stupid o'clock. I will be. That's going to be something I'll be using. I love it. Marina, thank you so much. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful day.
And all the very, very best. And
always.
And thank you for helping people.
For helping us.
For helping us, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are amazing. I imagine you help an awful lot of people. And you know what? It's not just what you say. It's the way that you say it. And it's the way that you are together as well. I think you're probably inspiring a lot more people than you're even realizing. Because it's not what you say, it's how you say it, and it's your energy as well. So
thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
I think it's brilliant. Because you know what? You two are really natural as well. And there's a lot of kind of formulaic stuff out there that it just sort of turns me off. You know, it switches me off when I'm listening to it. So no, I think it's fantastic. It is. It's like the friendship that builds between a man and a woman is amazing. And I think we probably don't have that enough as well in our lives, you know?
Yeah.
It's a shame because you miss out. Like,
it's
you guys,
a learning experience, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's the truth.
It's a learning experience. But hey, if we can't learn, what do we have, right?
Yeah, but you're having fun with it.
Oh,
you're
my gosh.
You're having a lot of fun with it.
And we just have so much fun. We are constantly, constantly having fun. Mm. He is truly here to amuse me.
I'm like a clown.
He's like a clown.
Yes.
He's here to amuse me.
She laughs at my jokes and I do a little dance.
Oh, it's brilliant. Thank you so much, both of you. You're so generous as well. I really, really enjoyed talking to you.
Well, you are fabulous, Marina. It was our pleasure to speak with you. We enjoyed this very much and we look forward to the next one.
I'm not going to write another book for a little while. Everyone's like, what's your next one? And I said, oh my God. It's like giving birth. You don't ask a woman straight after she's given birth. So,
you're absolutely right.
I can't think about it right now.
You're still feeling the pain. And we know it's going to sell all over.
Yeah, you did a good job.
You did a great job.
Yeah, if it held my interest, it'll hold anyone's interest.
That is true.
Yeah, and you're a guy. I have had guys already start reading it. I really didn't think men would read it. I thought men would buy it for the women that they knew.
Marina, it was wonderful having you on the show today.
It was so wonderful and really, truly such an honor. Thank you so much.
Yes, if you want to give us your website or where they can go to buy the book, we'll do that again.
Yeah, sure. My website's marinaj.net, but you can buy my book everywhere. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's in Amazon.
Good for you.
It's everywhere around the world.
So as it should be. As it should be. Turn Yourself On, Everybody, by Marina J.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Big kiss, big hug to both of you. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
And
you too.
Right back to you also, darling.
Take care, Marina.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.